follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, and welcome to Being Here.
That's right.
Well, all of those different time zones are for all of you in all the different time zones.
Right, because this is an internet radio show, and people all over the planet can listen to it.
So, speaking of listen to it,
tell your friends.
And that's today's show. It's not listen to it. It's actually
listen up. Okay.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're going to talk about listening. You know how normally we start the show talking about listening?
We get to talk about it for
the whole show.
It's one of our favorite subjects, so I'm really happy about being able to expand the time zone that we're talking about listening, because it's such an important component if you want to have your life work well.
Well, you know what's interesting?
What?
A little while ago, was watching a video of us up on YouTube when we were talking to Ian McNay
on
Consciousness TV.
Yeah, Conscious TV.
Conscious TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about being in the moment, and I saw how people think they know what being in the moment is, so that's enough for them to not be in the moment. So the idea of being in the moment keeps them from actually being in the moment because they think they know what it is, as opposed to the experience of being in the moment. And it's the same thing with listening. If you think you listen, then you disregard anything that we talk about because you already know what listening is. And we're going to introduce a whole new way of listening that could produce a quantum shift in your experience of well-being. That's what this show is about, really hearing what other people say rather than your interpretation of what they say or your thoughts about what they say or whether you like what they say or dislike what they say, but learning to listen to actually hear another's point of view.
There was a huge clue to the act of listening itself embedded in what Shia said, aside from all of the great things he said in addition, and that is if you think you know something, that you won't actually discover it. And so thinking is a real clue. If you're thinking...
Well, it's why they do double-blind tests.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if the scientist affects the outcome of the experiment if they have an idea of where it's going. That it's the same thing with if you think you know what somebody's talking about, you stop listening.
So if you're thinking you're not here, this show is about, and particularly today, it is about engaging to hear what we're saying from our perspective. And if you choose to call in today, listening to the callers who call in today, feel free. Callers are welcome today. And if you want to find the phone number, just go right back to our website, being here on transformationmadeeasy.com, being here. I'll look up the number later when I'm not in the midst of being here with you. Feel free to call in. But if you actually listen so that you're hearing what another person has to say from his or her perspective, rather than trying to interpret it or make it fit for you so that it fits an agenda of yours, it'll pull you into the moment. And as a byproduct of being in the moment, you'll be in sync in all aspects of your life.
Well, you know, so much of our time is spent getting somewhere. You know, we're always thinking about something in the future is going to be better than where we are. And listening gets you into the current moment of your life and syncs you up with your life rather than you're thinking about something off in the future that's going to make your life better. You know, when you get to the future, it's only a moment of now. You know, when the future arrives, it always arrives as now. And if you don't listen to your life in this moment of now, there is no satisfaction in some future moment of now.
Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. And then we'll dovetail back into...
Sure.
First principle is this. Anything you resist will persist. It will grow stronger. It will dominate your life. So if there's something you say no to, you get stopped right there.
So you mean if somebody disagrees with the fact that we finish each other's sentences, they get stuck in our finishing each other's sentences and they don't hear what we are saying?
No, actually, they don't get stuck in our finishing each other's sentences. They get stuck in their comment about that.
Yes.
They get stuck in the...
Disagreement with it?
Yeah, the internal commentary about what's happening in your life supersedes what's happening in your life. So the conversation that says no itself is where they get stuck.
Right, that's like the second principle. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time?
Yes.
So if you say no to what's going on...
Or agree or disagree. It's the same thing. If you're disagreeing with something.
Right.
Also, if you say yes and you're talking to yourself, you can't be here to listen because you're having a conversation with yourself rather than listening.
Right. So, and you can't have two conversations at the same time. And if you've ever been on the phone and somebody asks you a question, you know what I'm talking about, because suddenly you go, blah. You can't, your mind cannot deal with two,
brain freeze.
Right,
brain freeze.
Two simultaneous conversations at the same time, only one. And that's true about every aspect of our lives. We just think we multitask.
Third principle, we'll come to multitasking again in a minute. Third principle, anything you see without judging it completes itself.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is does not pull on your life.
Notice he did not say accept. Anything you accept?
No. I'm not big on accepting. I'm big on allowing.
Accepting is kind of like got a little bit of the first principle
like
hidden
this,
in there.
But I'll do it.
I had a perfect example of my non-listening today. I was working with our assistant Valerie on putting together the articles that will be going out on our website for November and December, so that because they're translated into different languages like German and Italian,
French,
and we need to get them to the translators in Spanish. That was the other in advance, so they have time to translate them. So we were looking over the list of which articles that we have written that we'd like to release publicly. And she sent me a list of links, and I clicked on a link, and she started talking to me about which one she thought might be best while I began to scan the article. And I realized in the midst of my scan to see which this one was, I missed what she said. I couldn't be listening to her while scanning, so I stopped the action. It was three principles there. I did not judge myself for having done it. And I said, wait a minute, Val, I realized I just didn't hear you. And by the way, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I actually started scanning, so could you please repeat what you had to say? And it was perfect. There was no discord between us, but I realized if I tried to hide the fact that I wasn't listening, we would have been in deep trouble.
Yeah, because then you get further lost.
Absolutely.
It's like running for the train, you know. Train pulled out.
You know, most of your problems in your life come from listening to your thoughts rather than actually listening.
Right. Where your thoughts either agree or disagree with what somebody's saying, rather than you're actually listening to what they're saying. That's a little confusing because, you know, we think we listen. You know, most of us think we listen, but what we're listening to are our thoughts about what's being said in comparison to some standard we have about the right conversation.
Yeah, listening is really a challenge for most people, and there's lots of reasons for it, but one is you're smart. So your intelligence really gets in the way of listening because oftentimes you're finishing a person's sentence before they get to the end of it. And or you're interpreting it. So you're saying, in other words, what they mean is, and our definition of true listening is to listen to hear what another person has to say
from their point of view.
So it's about hearing it from Shia's perspective when he's speaking, or my perspective when I'm speaking, or from whoever else you're listening to, rather than trying to fit it into an already ongoing system that you have.
You know, our approach is not psychotherapeutic, so we promise not to try to fix you or change you or make you better in any way. Our approach is much more anthropological, where you just notice how you're being without judging yourself for it and without resisting how you're being.
We were looking today at the different things that get in the way of true listening. We actually had created a whole list for our Transformation in the Workplace course originally. And by the way, it was so wonderful, this last course we did on transformation in the workplace. And I have to tell you, one of the things I found most impressive in that course was how well people listened to each other. And interestingly enough, we got so many emails back from people that they had their relationship transform, that their relationship with their kids had miracles, or they suddenly felt as if they were newlyweds. When transformation happens, it happens in all aspects of your life, not just the one area that you're focusing upon. So even though the course was transformation in the workplace, it affected all areas of a person's life because the key, the fundamental, was transformation. It wasn't like change your workplace. Transformation is something that allows for quantum leaps in your life, not just in certain areas.
Right, in all aspects of your life.
So,
and it happens in an instant. It doesn't happen an instant before it does either.
Absolutely. We were looking today about what gets in the way of listening.
And intelligence was the biggest one that we came up with, or the first one we came up with, because you finish people's sentences in your heads before they finish what they're saying because you think you know where they're going.
And another one that was really large is incompletions with your parents. If you have issues with one or the other of your parents, let's say you have a challenge with your father. That incompletion, that issue, to use a for lack of a better word, the way you take exception to what he says will be transferred to other men. It won't just stay discreetly with him. That way of seeing will be transferred and overlaid on the men in your life.
But it could also be transferred to the women in your life.
Yes, because sometimes your mind just overlays. Any woman that reminds you in attitude or stature or the way they're being or they're in authority, it will also transfer over to them, and vice versa with your mother as well. So one of the things that can really hugely get between you and being able to listen is if you're still holding on to vendettas with your parents. And, of course, that's a whole other show, looking at relationships with your parents. But it's a good place to start as we get ready to go to a break here. We'll be talking more when we come back about Listen Up. So come on back and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Well, welcome back. And how cool is that? I said I needed to look up the number, and you just got the number to call in from the ad. It's 866-472-5795. If you're overseas or out of the U.S. and Canada, you can call us also. That number's 480-553-5747.
There you have it.
You know, we did something today that I found really exciting.
What was that?
Well, we hadn't watched our video on the Being Here page, on our radio show page, on our website
right.
in a long time. So we clicked on it, and we watched everybody, and they're amazing.
That's an amazing video. Y'all should watch that video.
If you haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a while, go up to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Go to the Being Here page, and you'll see the video there. Click on it. It's really exciting to watch everybody. And you can share it on Facebook, and you can tell us on Facebook what you think of it. I'm just really thrilled with it. We have
a caller.
Let's take her.
Belle, are you there?
I am. How are you, Ariel and Shia? How are you doing?
We're
good.
Great. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Over here at work, calling from Jersey City. It's definitely been a stop, look, and listen type of week, which is always really, really awesome. My question is this. I just got into a relationship. And
congratulations.
Really nice guy. Conversation tends to, when he's at work and he calls me from work, his language is work language.
Okay.
And I'd say that it tends to be a little bit more cursy as opposed to when I'm talking to him in person.
A little more
terse.
Cursy. like curse words. Nothing
curse
wrong with
words.
That because it's expressive. But you really don't want to hear that at work. So my question is this. It's just like we spoke about it, but it's just like, is there like a better way, like when we're talking, to alleviate that type of language?
Well, look, see, here's the problem. The problem is if you're finding fault, what's his first name?
Damien.
If you're finding fault with Damien in any respect about anything about him, unbeknownst to yourself, you're fighting. That's the problem.
I can see that.
See, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And if you see it, it can dissolve in an instant and not have to affect your relationship.
In fact, if you resist the fact that he curses,
he'll curse more.
I'm thinking that's what's happening. Because when
yeah.
I do it,
that
like
could be it, you see. If, because as you say, you don't like it, you say especially at work, but that's not the point. The point is if you don't like that he curses, it will support him in cursing more.
Well, if he curses and you're on the phone while you're at work, the main problem with that is only if you have him on speakerphone.
Oh, no. Definitely not that.
You know, and if you don't react to it, as if you don't fight with it, you know, sometimes people say things because it gets them attention.
And if he knows that it bothers you, then he gets more attention, negative attention. And most people, by the way, are more conditioned to get attention through negativity than they are by doing positive things.
Yes.
You know, when you are sick or upset, people gave you attention more than when you were happy and playing.
Yes, definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised if when he's calling you at work, you're distracted because your main job while you're at work is to be at work. I know that sometimes Shia will be out doing something or running errands, and I'm in the midst of a project for our work. If he calls in during those times, I have to make sure I drop what I'm doing in order to really give him my full attention, because he's used to my full attention. And it may be Damien's way to get more of your attention if you're divided when he calls in at work.
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Yeah, I just wouldn't be surprised about that at all. And then the other thing you have to look and see is if it's okay for you to talk while you're at work and be straight about that. It may be that you love to hear from him, but it's just not appropriate to have much in the way of conversation.
At work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so in which case you may be sending him mixed messages and then...
But I like the idea, my first idea, which is if you're finding fault with anything about him, somehow you've been...
Conscripted
into the war between women and men.
Hmm.
I say that to you because you're the woman.
Yeah.
And
see,
you know,
if he were calling in, I'd say the war between men and women.
And our idea about relationship is 100%. It's not 50-50 where he has to buck up and take 50% and you take 50%.
But you see, this is very good. This show is called Listen Up. Now, what I think is interesting is that he curses. You don't listen to him. You disagree with his word choices, and he curses even more.
Yeah, he does. It seems like that to me.
That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything that you resist or wish were different than it is continues and grows stronger. Now, the third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you listen to what somebody says without comment, without yes or no, without disagreeing or agreeing, but just to hear what they're saying from their point of view, that completes it for them. It takes away any charge that's left over. So I suggest you really listen to Damien rather than your critique of how he speaks.
Yeah, don't critique his language. But it's so interesting, though. It's just like work because, you know, when we're face-to-face, it's totally different. I just find it amazing. That's probably what it is. But
well, that may be a lot of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I find it interesting. I find two things interesting.
Got me smiling.
Yeah, what I had to say was accurate. I'm sure that you're divided and he gets your attention.
Yeah.
But I realized that Shia has said something to you twice that you didn't want to hear. That if you're taking exception to anything that Damien is saying, you're already fighting. And it's like, you sort of hear that, but you don't want to hear that, so you come back and you say, yeah, I must be distracted at work. Because you like my solution better.
It probably is. I'm probably geared towards more towards that.
Yeah, you're
about
geared
it, but yeah.
To listen
to
women better than men.
Now,
if
you know that you have a gender bias in your listening, as most people do, by the way, they have learned to key in on one gender or another.
And it doesn't mean that women only listen better to women. They can listen better to men.
Mm-hmm. But it's really, Shai said it earlier in the show, Belle, that our approach is anthropological. And if you want to be an anthropologist with yourself, you're studying a culture of one, you. Without judging what you see, you just look to see how it's put together. If you recognize that it's easier for you to receive information from a woman, that's just how you've been enculturated, then you can pay attention so that when a man's speaking, you personally bell listen rather than the mechanics exclude
you
things.
You intentionally listen.
Mm, right.
And you don't like the even the possibility that you might be fighting.
Yeah, definitely don't like that.
No. So then if you don't want to see that, that's going to grow too.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you something. All relationships that are really yummy to begin with, that and split, relationships eventually devolve down to that which you're not looking for and looking at and that the mechanics in there. So you're far better off seeing the little ways that you erode the relationship now, which are actually fights, so that you don't have to fight and you don't have to have the big eruptions later on.
Yeah, definitely don't. I've been down that road. Definitely don't want big eruptions.
We've all been down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not pretty.
No, it's not.
They take a lot of energy. They definitely do.
It does.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Ariel. Thanks, Shia.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. You're fun, Belle. I think, you know, when you listen back to this show, when it goes into the archive, I suggest you listen to this show.
Because something you just did or said was very telling.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ariel. Thanks, Shai. I know it was both, but you definitely, it's easier for you with women, and you may start to see it when you re-listen and listen to this conversation, and if you find yourself amused at it, it'll be over in that moment. You may have to keep watching for a while, but that's how it unravels.
Yeah, and you know something. We're telling you this to support you in having a magical relationship.
Oh, definitely, I know.
Hope to see you next Monday in New York City at Monday Night Alive.
Monday Night Alive, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in, darling.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. We got to go now.
A break.
We'll be back.
Come on back.
And
don't
miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes. Welcome back to
You know another thing that gets between you and listening?
No, tell me.
Incompletions.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have things around you incomplete, they pull on you. You pull, they see you and you think, oh, I got to do that. And then you run off into thinking about that. And the next thing you know, you're not here. Hey, by the way, we're doing a course on listening in New York City in November, the 4th to 6th. The art of listening. Guaranteed
to transform your life.
Yeah, the art of listening. Come, join us. It's going to be a fabulous course. We're already looking today at who's already attending, and it's really an amazing group of people, and we'd be honored to have you be a part of it. We have a caller on.
Cheryl.
Cheryl from New York, it says.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Is this the Cheryl we know?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Good.
Welcome to our show. How lovely. Nice surprise.
I'm calling because I had kind of an interesting situation happen the other night, and it was something that I guess comes up in conversations a lot. I was hanging out with a friend, and he's one of those friends who does most of the talking during conversations, and then when someone else starts to talk, he checks out very quickly, and I'm used to that from him. I've known that for the past year and a half, I guess, and I usually just kind of trail off and wait until he's done whatever he's doing and comes back to pay attention. And then at one point, I kind of trailed off when he picked up, it was a menu at the place that we were at, and started flipping through it, and I kind of trailed off in the conversation, and he said, I'm listening. And to kind of say, I'm listening even though I'm doing something else. And I was kind of like, it's okay, you can finish that. And he was like, no, I'm listening to you. And I didn't want to continue talking because I knew he wasn't really listening to me. But he kind of took offense at it and then made a big show of repeating back everything that I had just said. And I didn't really know how to handle it because I didn't want to take it into a deeper offensive territory, I guess, but... I kind of didn't want to keep talking either because I knew he wasn't really paying attention. Right. So I'm not quite, and those kind of situations happen daily, you know, when people are checked out, but they say, I'm listening. I'm still listening. How do you, is there any kind of way that you can handle that?
Well, I have two things that come to mind as you were speaking about that, Cheryl. First, I want to address being able, well, secondly, I'll address being able to, you know, play back what you just said, but it didn't occur to you to treat it lightly, like say, no, you know, I want your full, I want all your attention. I want all of you. You can make it fun. It doesn't have to be an issue. I mean, obviously you've taken exception as you are describing your friend.
You hurt yourself with his automatic way of relating to life. You know, he doesn't know that. He doesn't really listen. He thinks he does. And so when he says he's listening, he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know another way of listening than the way he knows.
And you can also say your reality. Oh, yeah, I know you can tell me back what I just said, but I really like it when you're fully here with me. That's your reality as opposed to getting uptight. But I think this is a little bit like what Shia was saying to Belle. I don't know if you were listening to the earlier thing. You and your friend are fighting. You're in a fight with him.
You're being right about something. That he doesn't listen the correct way is just an indicator, a symptom. But that there's a fight happening here. Because, you know, if somebody doesn't listen to me, I stop talking. But I don't offend myself. That you're offending yourself with it says there's something else happening.
Yeah, I can see that. Because normally when it happens, I don't get upset or offend myself, and I just kind of wait for him to come back. But this time, I guess we had kind of gotten on a hot-button topic right before this happened. And we were kind of, I think we were both kind of saying, we're not arguing, but we really were.
Yes.
Right.
And then this happened. That's exactly right. Because normally I'm okay with it, but this time I was just like, I don't like this.
You know, for all those of you who think you are really listening, when you can, you do have in your mind this, like, short.
Like a recording machine, a short-term memory thing that can repeat back what a person said, even though you aren't listening.
I used to read to Shia quite a bit at night from books, and we got to a funny realization at some point in it that I could start to feel when he would start to go to sleep because his breathing would change. And so I'd stop reading, and he'd go, no, I'm listening, and he could tell me back the sentences that I had just read. But what we discovered was the next morning he would not recall either the conversation nor that piece that I would read to him during when he was already going away. Mm-hmm. And so we started to realize that people do have that facility to be able to rather regurgitate back what they just...
Parrot it back, yes.
But that doesn't mean they're actually receiving it.
Right.
But I never made him wrong for heading off to sleep. He never made him wrong for heading off to sleep. It was just a fun phenomena to discover whether or not actual communication was taking place. But if you're taking exception to your friend and you're keeping a list of how you listen better than
his transgressions, then you've got a fight going on whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a very strong personality, so you will get to be right about your point of view, but it might cost the relationship, you see. Or friendship.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is you're learning about living in the moment. You're learning about listening. And it's really important that you don't apply it as a new system to judge other people through. Oh, well, I listen better because I know about actually giving my full attention and my friend, you know, where it becomes a new system to view through where you win and they lose, or
if you're being right about anything and they're wrong about anything, then you're out of sync with your friend.
Okay.
If here's the thing about listening. If his point of view is different than your point of view, it doesn't make his point of view the wrong point of view.
So if his point of view is that he's listening while flipping through a menu, that's just his point of view.
But so in effect, you're not listening to him.
Okay.
See, true listening is listening to another's point of view to hear their point of view, not to see whether it's right or wrong, whether you agree or disagree. It's about letting another person have their own point of view without it being threatening to yours. Because you're including their point of view.
Okay, I hadn't thought of it that way at all.
No, most people don't. Most people are trying to prove they're doing their life right. And you are, whether you want to or not, you're doing it the way you're doing it.
You know, the other thing, Cheryl, is we know you a little bit. We don't know you real well. We haven't met you for a long period of time, and you haven't. In fact, I feel like we're having a more in-depth conversation with you right now than we've
ever had.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so, you know, you're learning new things.
I would say relax.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say, because I lost myself halfway through what I had to say to
please.
Her. It is a bit like relax, but it's about being kind to yourself.
I was going to go there from relax.
Okay, please.
No, please.
It really is. I guarantee you that in your thoughts, you're hard on your friend in a similar way that you're a rigid taskmaster with yourself.
Right. That you are very, very strong with yourself if you do something that is outside of your standards.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
So if you relax a little bit, stop judging yourself, you will stop judging him or anybody else for that matter. Because when you're really okay with yourself, then other people are okay being themselves.
And then they're... alternate perspective doesn't challenge you.
That's one of the reasons our seminars work so well. Ariel and I don't try to change or fix people, and we're really okay with ourselves, so we're not trying to fix or change the people who attend our workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it much easier to transform when there's no pressure on you to transform.
Yeah, I definitely think I was in a mode of trying to fix him.
Hey, good for you for
listen better.
That's great.
And if you don't beat on yourself for it, having a sense of humor is a really great place. And then there you are, recentered again, and it's so much easier to have a friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Really
what a really lovely surprise.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the Art of Listening. I'm going to be coming to that weekend with you.
Well, that's great. We're in a way looking forward to it too. I only say in a way because our lives are so complex and busy, even though they're quite simple. We won't really look forward to it till we get there.
But I do have to say, we noticed on Monday night, we saw that you had registered, and we were delighted. And it's going to be great. So.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hey, thanks for calling. And we're going to go to a break now. So
yes, we are.
Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities.
possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. When Shai said our lives are complex between now and the Art of Listening course in New York, November 4th through 6th, he wasn't kidding. We're going to, before then, for those of you in Europe, we will be in Hamburg for the Freedom to Breathe and License to Live courses on the 13th, which is next week, Thursday, and then the 14th through 16th is the License to Live, and there's still room for you if you'd like to attend. And then the following week, on October 20th and 21st, we'll be in London for two separate meetup groups. And you can find out all that information on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. And, of course, if you do sign up for the Excellence Club, you'll get all that information in a newsletter. We have another caller.
Caitlin, are you there?
Hello?
Caitlin?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Where are you?
I am in Brooklyn.
Welcome home. You've been someplace else for a long time.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, you must have brought some sunshine with you because it's a nice day today.
Yeah, I know. It's nice out today.
Excellent.
So first of all, I'm very excited to discover that I'm available to come to the listening workshop, which is coming up at the beginning of November. I'm
awesome.
So excited.
That's great.
Awesome news.
And we are very lucky because you're great.
Yeah, I was doing a project
really
that was
lovely.
Happening then, and it got postponed, so that's fantastic.
Can you say it again? Because you're on a cell phone and we were over-talking each other, so I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm just excited because I had a project that was going to conflict with it, and now that just got postponed by a few weeks, so it works perfectly.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, my question is...
Yes.
It has to do with listening to what isn't being said. Because I feel like a lot of things are, you know, get communicated or else I edit while listening to hear what I want to hear. You know what I mean? So that there are things like...
Can you give an example?
What?
Can you give an example of editing?
Yeah. Like, for instance, I was speaking to my mother and stepfather, and my mom said to me, so what day are you going to come visit? And I said, sometime next week. And she seemed very disappointed. And then later I talked to my stepfather, and he said to me, you know, it really helps her if you give a specific time and date so she has something to look forward to. But I just didn't ever hear that. You know, I knew that because I knew it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't register it. I didn't respond to it. Or
well,
another example
I think
is...
it's got something else to do. I think it's got to do with your not wanting to have to give her a specific time and date because you don't know your schedule yet. And so you'll look and see what works, but in the spur of the moment, you can't give her that. I think that's more of it than anything else.
But, right, that's true. Except,
and here's the
it
other
would
thing.
Make her feel better.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. Your mother guilts you all the time.
Right.
And I'll tell you, though, Caitlin, let's say you said, I'll be there next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. If she's in a disappointment mode, she's going to disappoint herself that it wasn't Saturday or Monday or Friday. So you can't assuage that thing that wants to be upset.
Right, and that's, I believe, the sticking point here.
But here's the thing. You didn't necessarily go for completion. You spoke to your stepfather later, but you didn't say, Mom, you seem a little disappointed with that. Are you okay? Which would have given her an opportunity to tell you right then, oh, I like it better, or no, it's fine. Or sometimes I think you hear things embedded in a communication that may not be embedded. But you don't go right then. You hold it over time, and you work on it in yourself rather than going for completion right there and saying, are you okay with me, or is that all right?
Oh, that's so true.
Because
yeah.
I'll tell you, that's something that Shai and I regularly do, is if we feel like something didn't complete in whatever the
interaction
we had, is that we step up right away
and say something. Because, you know, like if I offend myself with something Ariel says, believe me, she does not let it go very far.
Right.
Don't wait.
She doesn't wait to see, you know, and let it fester. It's about, did I say something or do something?
Well, I'll give you an example. The other day we were doing some work on the roof, and then we were carrying supplies in. And as I closed the door, I went, bugs, because there were bugs on the screen door that I actually brought in. And Shia thought I was making a comment, but perhaps I was upset with him that the bugs had gotten in. The bugs had nothing to do with him. It had to do with that I drug them in on the screen door. But I could feel the disconnect. So I went and I said, are you okay? Did something just happen? He said, I felt bad that I didn't shut the door, that you were maybe upset with me. And I said, oh, no, you did hear that I was saying bugs, but that was at me. I did that. It had nothing to do with you. And it completed it.
Right.
But I think that you would have, like, carried around your concern for a period of time rather than just...
Address it.
And then he was like, oh, great.
Yeah, I really, really do that.
And, you know, Shai would have come back and talked to me about it, but he was in the midst of washing off something that we had used to spread tar, and if he didn't get to it right away, it would have gotten gunky. So it's not like he walked away upset and was huffing. It was he was completing something, and I just came down to complete the conversation. We're really immediate.
Right.
Yeah, I think you don't want the perhaps blowback on you if you say something like, I'll come next Tuesday. Your mom may say, why so long?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that that's a lot of it.
Okay.
And you know, we may say something different to another person, but we happen to be familiar with your mom.
And your mom.
And we know that she has a tendency to find disagreement with lots of aspects of her life, and when she focuses on you, there's always something to take exception to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's true. Like, I will also interpret things as being embedded when they actually aren't, and then not address it.
Well, you say that as though it's
a failing.
No, as though it's true, and I don't think you do it as much as you used to at all, so
right.
I wouldn't reinforce that you do it.
Okay.
You used to.
That used to be, like, a common practice for you.
Every
yeah.
day, every moment. But now, occasionally, it happens.
You're a costume designer. You used to dye things a vibrant red. It's kind of like a pale pink version.
Almost
okay.
white.
So I, that's you know, good. Get interested in the ways you still do it, but I certainly wouldn't treat it as like this big issue.
Right, okay.
You know, I go back
cool.
to what we were saying with Cheryl. You know, being kind to yourself is key.
Is the best way to have other people show up great around you.
And also, you know, I think that Belle had a hard time hearing Shia earlier because, you know, the idea that she might be fighting, she'd be very hard on herself with. So really the key to even be able to listen is to be kind to yourself.
Right. Okay. Wow. I never thought about that that way.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, Caitlin. We've run out of time.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah,
okay.
We really appreciate having you on the show today.
Really?
Yeah, thanks, you guys. All right.
Excellent. And, you know, we appreciate all of you as listeners. And we will be back next week. So, and I have to tell you, we pre-recorded the show. Next week's show is awesome. So
yeah, we're leaving as soon as this show is over. We're pretty well leaving for Canada.
And then, but next week's show is when we're on the way to Hamburg. So tune in next week. We'll be there. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.